This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling parties discuss issue of giving full shape to cabinet. 12 Bagmati province lawmakers from CP and UML enter newly formed CP and Unified Socialist Party. Health Ministry records 1,664 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Nepal preparing to raise issue of climate change impact on mountain region during COP26. And six cult priests sentenced to death in Bangladesh for killing LGBTQ activists. Now the news in detail. The top leaders of parties in the ruling alliance have discussed the matter of cabinet expansion today as well. The meeting attended by the top leaders of ruling parties took place at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwata today. Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka said the meeting also reviewed the contemporary political issues and discussed the operation of the government. General Secretary Khadka further said the number of ministries for the coalition parties was yet to be finalized, though the meeting agreed to give the full shape to the cabinet soon. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Chair Upendra Yadav were present at the meeting. 12 members of the CPN UML from the Bagmati Province Assembly have entered the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. 12 Bagmati Province Assembly members, including Social Development Minister Krishna Prasad Sharma Khanal, stood in favour of the CPN Unified Socialist Party today. Earlier, the Bagmati province had 55 CPN UML lawmakers. Likewise, 10 lawmakers of the CPN UML from Sudur Paschim Province Assembly have stood in favour of the CPN Unified Socialist Party. Province Assembly member Omar Saud said 10 province assembly members, including Internal Affairs Minister Purna Joshi, signed in favour of the newly formed party, reaching the Dhangari-based regional election office. Similarly, one lawmaker of the Lumbini Province Assembly has also stood in favour of the CPN Unified Socialist Party. The Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the Federal Parliament has directed the government to unveil an action plan to amend the concerned laws to materialize the state's commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals. The committee's meeting held today suggested that some constitutional provisions, acts and laws should be amended to make them compatible to the spirit of the Sustainable Development Goals. Committee Chair Tarwa Devi Bhatta stressed the need for policy-level reforms to achieve the goals. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,664 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. As per the ministry's update, 1,786 people recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours. Meantime, 20 people died from the infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 10,750 in the country. The ministry informed that more than 85,000 people were vaccinated against the COVID-19 today. Nepal is preparing to raise the issue of climate change impact on mountain region during the 26th UN Climate Change Conference of the parties COP26. A recent study shows that Nepal's highland has witnessed the temperature rise by 1.8 degrees Celsius when global warming is measured at 1 degree Celsius. According to the Ministry of Forest and Environment, climate change-related hazards and losses, sources for resources for the implementation of the National Contribution Committee report, and carbon finance are other agenda that Nepal set with priority for the summit. Environment Ministry Secretary Dr. Prem Narayan Kandel said the status paper for the conference would be prepared after organizing a national-level dialogue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन। नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government of the Republic of Korea has handed over 94 oxygen concentrators to Nepal. At a brief function held at the Ministry of Health and Population this afternoon, Korean Ambassador to Nepal Park Chung-suk handed over the equipment to Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Westa. Nepal will be receiving a total of 378 oxygen concentrators through the Korean International Cooperation Agency KOICA within the next month. The Sri Lankan Airlines has launched a direct flight from Sri Lanka's Colombo to Kathmandu. The 320 aircraft of Sri Lankan Airlines carrying 132 passengers landed at the Trivandrum International Airport, Kathmandu at 10:24 a.m. today. General Manager at the Trivandrum International Airport, Pratap Babu Tiwari, said the regular flight from Colombo to Kathmandu had been started with the arrival of the aircraft. He also shared that the aircraft of the Sri Lankan Airlines with 149 passengers on board returned to Colombo at 11:10 a.m. from Kathmandu today itself. According to the authority, there would be two flights on Tuesday and Saturday in a week. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City is collecting garbage of the Kathmandu Valley from tomorrow. A meeting held under the coordination of Kathmandu Metropolis Mayor Bidya Sundar Sakya decided to resume the garbage collection task from tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international news updates. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced 6 members of a banned group to death and acquitted 2 others in connection with the murder of 2 LGBTQ rights activists 5 years ago. Editor of Bangladesh First and Only Gay Rights magazine, Julhaj Manan and his friend Mahbub Rabi Tonoi were killed by the men belonging to Ansar al-Islam group on the 25th of April in 2016. The Taliban has declared victory after the final withdrawal of U.S. troops. The Taliban says Afghanistan is a free and sovereign nation as it hails the exit of U.S. troops after 20 years of occupation, describing their departure as a historic moment. Taliban's comment comes after the final American plane departed midnight on Tuesday. Heavy gunfire was reported in Kabul overnight as pro-Taliban forces celebrated the final withdrawal of the foreign forces. U.S. officials said altogether with allies they managed to evacuate some 123,000 people before the 31st of August deadline. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new chapter of America's engagement with Afghanistan has begun now. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling parties discuss issue of giving full shape to cabinet. 12 Bagmati province lawmakers from CPN UML enter newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Party. Health Ministry records 1,664 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Nepal preparing to raise the issue of climate change impact on mountain region during COP26, and 6 culprits sentenced to death in Bangladesh for killing LGBTQ activists. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.